History. Hello, welcome to Hello, welcome to the Score Gamer. I am your host, Rob. It's Sunday, Stream Street Day 13. The hunker in the bunker, the thriller from this vanilla man. Yeah. So, hello everyone. Welcome to the show. I am on my own today. So if you're expecting a riveting conversation, if you listen to the podcast and staying really hydrated like I am right now, don't expect a riveting time. There's no back and forth. It's just going to be me talking to the Twitch chat. And if you are going to join us on the Twitch chat or you join us on Facebook or on YouTube, thanks very much. Leave some comments or say hi. Appreciate you guys loads. And thank you to everyone on Patreon. So it's going to be me chatting. I'm going to carry on painting my pink horrors. And we're just going to hang out today. I thought one of the cool things today we could do is talk about the stuff that you guys would like to see from the future Stream Streaks over the next few months. Who knows? I don't want to depress anyone. Let's just stay positive. I was going to say hello to everyone. So, first up in the chat, MJ Pegasus, good afternoon, 13 days. I know, man, it really puts into perspective how quickly these things fly. Genuinely, it's been going fast. It's been pretty crazy. And then obviously, after like the fury that was yesterday, where we had the Warhammer live stream, lots of things to take away from that. Not just things to take away, like that is important hobby stuff. It's also important stuff to take away because, hey, Tomb King, Tristan, important things to take away from how they managed it, how they dealt with it, some things that they might learn from it, some things that they might do next week. And while that's not overly important to everyone who's currently at home going through the isolation, like Brad Glover in the chat. Hi, Brad. I think that there's some interesting things to talk about. But one of the things that I thought I would like to kick the show off with today, as I start to paint, is get to know you guys a little bit better. Hi, Yazfest. Good evening. And one of the subject that I wanted to talk about initially was, what is your favourite part about the hobby? Now, obviously, we're all going to be having a tough time over the next while, and I'd like some anecdotes, if possible. Hi, Korg, by the way. Dave Fraser. I really enjoyed not watching it, unlike this stream. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you. Evening, Tatafishy. Yeah, so what I wanted was, not in a sycophantic way, just the things that you enjoy. Like, so one of the bits that I expressed yesterday, and I'd like to talk about again, is I spoke to Alex on Friday. So Alex Jones, wonderful man. And we had a chat and we talked about finishing armies. I was then so inspired that I went home and I finished a unit of Pink Horrors. And now I feel like I'm just on a roll and I'm not going to stop. And I love that. I definitely wasn't doing as well as I wanted, but that feeling of motivation that I got from it, I wouldn't say that's my favorite thing about the hobby, but it's something that I love about the hobby. So I just wanted to get something. Hi, Diadrin and Andrew Tate. How you doing? I just wanted to know what you guys got from the hobby. What elements? And also, you know, just get to know you guys a little bit, because sometimes you're just a name on a screen, and often I would meet you guys in person when I would go to events around the world, but for the moment obviously that's not possible. Hey, Speckles. So I thought it would be fun to chat to you guys and just find out like what you love about the hobby, who you are and where you're at. Dave Fraser, favorite part of the hobby, trolling Twitter and hanging out with mates. Used House Party to do a four-way chat and paint log last night. Nice. I think it's the same way that the social part is comfortably one of the best parts about the hobby, right? I think maybe that's an element of what you're saying there, Dave. Used House Party, that's an app that's exploding, right? If none of you know what that is, House Party is an app where, a bit like Skype, although it's a little bit easier to use, you can create a kind of video chat with all your buds. So a very fun time. Diadrin, I'm going to roll with these Thousand Suns too. Good word, Diadrin. Yeah, man. Do you want to put some pictures in the Discord? Because I'd like to see, if you could. Now, put the link in the Discord if you guys want to send me pictures of what you're up to. You guys can see I'm doing a pink horror. I've done 10, which feels great to do. Thanks again, Alex, for the advice. And now I'm doing the other 30. Very much looking forward to having them finished off. So Scriver says, what I love best from the hobby is the friends we made along the way. Come on, Scribs, give me something. So one of the things I know, and I don't want to get too personal because I know a lot about Scribs, is, yeah, let's go streaking. Oh my God, we so need that as an emote. Like, oh, that's why he does for a living, right? Just be's clever for a living. So one of the things I know about Scrivo is he got into the hobby via his dad. He finds talking about, whenever you hear him talk about his dad, talk about wargaming, he almost always goes back to his dad. And he clearly has an incredibly deep relationship with his father, which I think is super sweet. And I like that there's that generational thing. And I wonder how many of you as fathers or mothers might be passing that forward onto your children, where they, like, you know, where your kid sees you as that weirdo who likes all these toys, or they don't, and they start getting into the hobby with you, and they think it's something that's really interesting. Because I think, you know, model trains and all those things back in the day, maybe they were hidden away in basements or sheds, but now we're all wearing it at the front. And I think that's fantastic. I think that's really cool. So I like that, because not only does it make me think, well, if I was to have kids, maybe they'd be able to appreciate this thing like I appreciate it and pass it down. But they might also have that kind of feeling that Scrivs does, which I think is really nice. I hope that's okay, Scrivs. MJ Pegasus, my favorite part at the moment is, one, the amount of time I get to spend painting, and two, understanding that, like you said yesterday, painting is an okay level is okay, and it's helped my productivity. Yeah, man, it's completely okay. I did some base yesterday. I was like, they suck. But I was like, that's fine. Daz Moore, the community is awesome part of the hobby, and it's helped me fight my depression. Good work. And I'm really happy about that. I know I also saw that you have got some dice, some Seraphon dice. You should definitely put a link to those in the chat so people can see. They look very excited. You know you're excited about an army when you custom design your own dice. That's when it gets real. My favorite is going into the Warhammer store with my mate, says Andrew Tate. Okay. You like going to the store and like hanging out with them? Diogen, I really use the hobby to decompress from work. I work for a large social media company and the work is quite intense. Diogen, I can imagine, man. Like, some of you may or may not know, I DJed for a long time. I only actually just stopped because obviously quarantine and stuff. And actually I got into Warhammer because I used to DJ late on a Tuesday. It was incredibly social, incredibly active, incredibly busy. And then what I would do on a Wednesday is go play Warhammer, which was just me and one person. And we were just locked into a game and we weren't doing anything else than that. And it just meant I could decompress and just relax. And it was really, really fun. And then I fucked it up and turned it into work and my entire life. I didn't fuck it up. I was happy about that. Speckles says, and Speckles has been working in hospital, so a round of applause for Speckles and anyone who's working on the front line. If you listen to this as a podcast, if you're a shop worker, delivery person, whoever you might be working to help keep everything going, you're a legend. The social is definitely my favourite. My first ever tournament was, I was shitting myself, but the best thing I've ever done. Oh, cute. Yes, it only takes a pandemic for people to advance their armies. It does. Brag Lover, I love all the aspects of the hobby so much, but converting is my favorite. I love seeing all the thoughts come to life. It must be really cool. I think that's one of the most fun parts about the hobby for me, is that I get to be creative in my own weird way. The hobby's so massive, I can be as creative as I like in the weirdest fashion that I want to be creative in. You know, if I want to design and sculpt a crazy model, I can. If I want to kitbash some stuff, I can. If I want it to have a weird paint scheme, I can. If I want to tell a story around all of that, I can. If I just want to design a list that does some stupid shit, like drop everything to Bravery 0, I can, or Bravery minus 14. Like, you can do so many crazy... But I guess one of the really fun things about it is then we get to show people. Like, if you play a computer game, and I know Twitch exists now, and people obviously live stream, so that box has always been ticked. But for me, one of the things that you can't really do with a computer game, like if you make a really great base on Fallout or something like that, you know, or like you get a really good Skyrim character, no one gives a shit. You're like, do you want to see my Skyrim character? Someone's like, no, I don't, mate. I'm so sorry. I don't want to see it. Oh, I should be queuing in the house on Facebook. That's nice. Nice seeing him. Speckles says, I tried to pass it on to my son. Now he's got a girlfriend, so it's not cool anymore. Oh, it'll come back, Speckles, I promise. Dave Fraser, I realized over the past few years that I have played less and less games, largely due to family time. My son read about Napoleonic Wars and asked if I could do model games with him. So I'm currently painting Napoleonic bits for him. French will follow, and then we'll play games. He likes AOS too. Oh, Dave, that's amazing. That's really cool. And the Napoleonic Times is great. I imagine you're going to sit him down and make him watch all of Sharp at some point, obviously, and Hornblower, obviously, so you can get into it. Morning, Virulent. Hi, Tanker. How you doing? Good evening. Wargaming Dad, afternoon. Yes, Adam. Oh, Adam, I'm going to drop you a message about coming on this week. Can you let me know what day is good, please? Using a hobby to unwind is great, even if it's expensive therapy, especially here in Australia. It is. It is expensive. Coda Cabbage, doing bases is an amazing mental trick. Do them when you are two-thirds of the way through a mini and you're hitting a wall of motivation. Doing the base tricks you into thinking it's more finished and gives you an urge to keep going. Oh, thanks, Coda Cabbage. Are we up to 13 days? Shadowhammer, yeah, we are up to 13 days. You should come on the show this week. That's you and Adam booked in. I will drop you a message when we get time. Tristan, for me, the hobby is a place where it's okay to be creative for everyone. Creativity is something people decide they can't do in their grown-up lives, and it breaks my heart. I think it's so important for people. I agree. I think you it's like, I don't know much about, so this is going to be some pop psychology based on me watching TV, so I'm probably about to say some bullshit, so if anyone wants to call me out or just you know, turn it off because I'm being a moron. But you know when you see those people who have had like PTSD, or they've had really tough times, or they're suffering a depression, and then they get them to like knit, or you know, do painting, or do something creative as an outlet for expression. I think Tristan's right. I think the fact that this is so, like, I've got a paintbrush in my hand, for God's sake, it's like, it's so rewarding to push this hobby, and then I find the playing the games very rewarding for me. Yeah, it's awesome. And I think Tristan's right. I think it's a shame that not more people are at least doing something in some ways that, you know, yeah. Good evening, wherever you're watching from, by the way. It's just me today. I'm just hanging out. And the first thing I'm trying to do is get everyone's favorite bits about the hobby, bits that they love. On this show, we have got no problem criticizing the things we think are shitty. but it doesn't mean that we can't pay attention to the things that we love about the stuff, or the stuff that motivates us. And I think it'd be nice for everyone in the world today. It's a little bit for me. I'm having a tough-ish day. I've had a tough-ish couple of days, actually. It's getting to me a little bit now. And also, I know that I'm coming out to you guys. And so I thought, well, I want to hear what you guys have said. What Tristan says really just struck home to me and has made me feel great and motivated. So I'm into that. So it'll be fun. Pure Evil, for me, it's about the meetups and getting big or bonkers games with mates on the go. Then building and converting would be next favorite part. As for now, finally starting to paint my scenery, only been putting it off forever. Oh my God, I haven't even thought about scenery. All of us have got models to paint, let alone scenery. It's only the TOs and the people that help the TOs that are the real legends that paint up the scenery, I think. I see you guys have put loads of stuff in the Discord. I'm going to come to that in a minute. Because Tristan's models are looking really nice now. Really good. And then Diogen started finishing these yesterday. Oh, mate, have you got that far? When did you last put a picture up, Diogen, of those? Because I feel like obviously, when we do the stream streaks, we're just seeing these grow and evolve over time. They look great, man. I really like the flesh. That's good. Oh, Jabs. Look at that. The gold is crazy on that, Jabs. He's doing a mind still of Spherinx. That looks incredible. I'm not sure who you are, Jabs, but you're doing a great job. Andrew Tate, look at you getting that painted up. Yeah. All right. Luminarch's got so many bits to paint up. Ashby Kewin. You painted a jaunty Reaver. That looks great. And then Advertin, waiting for my 20 swords to dry, finally with this dude in the meantime. Who is this dude? Is he a metal skinksaurus? That looks great. I'm really into that. And then some Terrain by Evil. Okay. Discord. I'll put the link in the chat if you guys want to put in what you're working on. If you're working on anything at all. If you're working on a whiskey, also send me that picture. Hey, everyone. What's going on? I realized over the past few years that... Okay, good. I've read that. That's good. Shadowhammer, hello. Trog, happy to talk to you. How are we? It's nice seeing you. Evening. I'm just catching up with the chat. Oh, Dave Frazier. What the fuck, man? Thanks, Dave. Oh, man, thanks. That's really nice of you. Dave's donated $62 to the show. Oh, my God. Let's decide what we're going to use it on. One of the cow people. Dave, I'm getting all emotional. I'm just going to do some painting and just deal with it. I'm just going to do this. It's the problem with being a salty bitch. I take actual kindness really badly. So I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you a lot. More importantly, I appreciate you when you troll me on Twitter. So, okay. Thanks, man. That's really nice. You're great. Thank you. Pete Pratt, the shit talking and mind games when you're playing with your mates is great. I agree with that completely. Give me a topic and I'll get sorted. It's like my fortune. Hello, Macabre, Shadowhammer, favorite bit of the competitive list building, community team events, and the bar. Dexamon, who's in the chat, painting for me is a way to de-stress, and playing games is my one time a week where I get out to socialize. So big love to you, Dexamon. I hope you're feeling better as well, because Dex is not very well at the minute. So just send Dex some love if you want to. You can message each other on Twitch if you guys aren't 100% au fait with that. So you could just drop him a message and say, I hope you're doing well. Do you have sub to join that Discord? No, you don't. There is a Patreon-only bit of the Discord, man. But we opened it up as a free hobby space for everyone when we first started the Honest Wargamer. So, yeah, it's just me solo today. Randy Savage. I just thought I wanted to hang out with the chat. Like, so Randy, one of the great people who I've got to meet from events. Obviously, a whole bunch of you I've met at events as well. And big love to Dave in the chat. If anyone could just do some emojis for Dave for donating some money to the show. I know that's a bit wanky, but that's really nice of him. So thanks. Yeah. Furulent says, my favorite thing is basically the reason why I decided to come back to Warhammer. Oh, what is this that's just happened? Someone's just Michael Scotted me. Diadrin just donated $12. Thanks, Diadrin. I really appreciate that. How did you get Michael Scott on the screen? That's the thing that... Number one, many thanks. Many, many thanks. Number two, how did you get Michael Scott on the screen? Because I think I set it up ages ago. You could donate some money and make like a video thing appear. Or and I set it to Michael Scott. I can't remember. Fuck. I don't know. But thank you. That's awesome. Virulent, my favourite thing is basically the reason why I decided to come back to Warhammer for 15 years off. I stopped playing video games because as good as I got, that didn't mean shit, even being in the top 5% in a popular game playing amongst pros. Video games didn't make me a better human. Then I saw my old minis and my parents and I felt like, well, that looks like something I had painted for 15 years. I'd be a fucking master. So yeah, painting makes us better and we can show off. There you go. That's some really interesting information there. That's good. You're never solo, Rob. I know I'm not. That's the thing. I also want to... This is also a nice way to talk to a group of you at once, in some way or not. Because if you want to chip in, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. So I think that's good. I like the common ground the hobby creates for all people of all walks of life. That's very true. I know people from such a variety of different jobs, like from all around the world. And some people who are in terrifyingly scary jobs, like one of the things, obviously, to jobs where, like, for instance, Nathan is like a contractor and builder, and the level of respect and I have for him for his work ethic, how much pride he does in his job, how good he is at his job, like it's great. And then I know doctors and factory workers and like all sorts of people, like it doesn't matter what they do or who they are, like they're just, I mean, none of you are gay redneck tiger keepers or farmers. So you're letting us all down. I just want you to know that. But, you know, you're all pretty great. Oh, Speckles, you used some Grot Gang. Yeah. Big up Dave and the rest of the Bristol crew. Oh, Hypno Skulls. I feel like if we need a tour of your Warhammer collection, Rob, and some posters, get some posters up behind you. Okay. Well, if you guys want to see some quick stuff, it's a bit of a mess. So here we go. I think this might work. So this is just the only white wall in the room. Get ready for the shitty tour, right? Over there is, see, that's kind of the remnants of a hobby desk. And as you can see there's a picture that Scrivo drew me of a red wall character, which I love. Someone's done another little donation thing. Look at that. It's Grant. It's donated $12. Thanks, Grant. But you also did Ryan Stiles from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And I fucking love that guy. Thanks, Grant. You're a legend. Then over there is a picture of a flame mage, which my friend Laura got me. That means a lot to me because when I set up the Honest Wargamer at the start, and I left Games Workshop, like obviously, like it was really hard and it was like definitely like a really hard first year really, really hard. And then, like, at a really low point, she went and bought me that, like, flame poster because I like fire mages and I think it's really cool. So that was really nice of her. It means a lot to me. And then at the top is a picture from Alan Bly, which I got to meet him because he's my favorite game designer. Because some of the stuff that he did I thought was amazing. And when I got to be at Games Workshop, I got to interview him, and I fanboyed, but I kept it, like, quiet. I was just, like, filming him, and I was just like, yeah, thanks, Alan, yeah, really nice to meet you. But then I, like, jogged off, and then I was, like, just like, ah! Anyway, then someone went and got it, me a signed copy of it. It used to be above my desk. And then now, obviously, since he sadly passed, I still keep that up there because I just, he's a bit of an inspiration. Like, if you ever, you should read any posts. Aaron Dembski-Bowen always, and John French always write really sweet things about him online. And you should read any of those posts or any of those articles about him. Like, he's what I would describe as an enigmatic megafauna, if you know anything about enigmatic megafaunas. It's a wanky social term, but effectively people like Steve Jobs are those sorts of people. They are people who, like, all of the technology existed to create things like the iPhone already, only it was him who brought the kind of, or the iPod and stuff, it was just him who brought something to it, or by being an awful human, from everything I understand about him. I'm not trying to get into those politics. What I'm trying to point out is sometimes there's around a person, something gets created. And I feel like around Alan, things like the Horus Heresy as a gaming system. Obviously, he's also responsible for things like Tamrakan and the Monster Arcana, which I think are two of the best fantasy books that were put out. I'm pretty certain I've got that right. So and that's no disrespect to any of the other game designers in any way, shape or form. I just think that he was so uniquely passionate in some ways. So he was my, and he still is my favorite game designer. Truth be told. Anyway, that was a lot of talk in there. I'm going to get on with that. Shadowhammer, all I want is COVID to be over so I can go to events and drink with everyone. Nice. Nice. Dude, Rob's lifted the curtain. There we go. Sorry, I haven't even finished. Okay, so that is part of the room. Over there is some technology and there's some painting and stuff. All of those are bits and they are full to the brim. Down there, oh, here we go. Down here is another room full of toys. There's our half roof. That's going to get fixed when we get a new studio. Look at that. Fucking atrocious. Yeah. Literally. So originally the room was meant to be, so we were going to put like the streaming pit there and then the game a bit there. We were going to film game bits and then do the live shows there. But then the roof fell in, so now we can only really use this half of the room. Because at any point it might A, continue to drip or rain on stuff. And then over there is, that's all Warhammer, that's all Warhammer, and that's all Warhammer. And that's like two rows deep, just two rows deep, that's two rows deep, and that's two rows deep of Warhammer. So there you go, there's the room, there's the tour. Welcome to my crib, my MTV crib. I don't know what you guys thought about that, but there we go. What's up, Desert Sketch? Right, show the carpet. I'm not showing anyone the fucking carpet. Okay. Oh, fucking fine. I'll do it. Whatever. You guys might as well see into the whole thing. There we go. There's the carpet. There you go. It's incredibly cold. That's over there. It's just a thin window. So this one here keeps me alive. Yes, keeps me sane. And alive, and there's the carpet. The carpet's a nice touch, actually. So screw you guys, man. I like it. It's sweet. Shows your sex dungeon. Rob gonna get banned for Twitch for showing bits on stream. Nice. Where's the room where you keep all the equipment for your electrical business? Oh, what for? I'm not sure what you mean. I've got to be careful there. can you plastic the window? I'm not sure. I probably should ask about that. I obviously also, I put up some black curtains to stop the light coming in because obviously you want to maintain a consistent light. So I've got these daylight. In fact, actually, that might be a really good bit of advice for everyone at home. You might not know, if you look up at the room you're in, there's effectively two types of lights. There's yellow and white. Yeah. They're at different, it doesn't matter. If you look up and you might have yellow lights in your house, Now you can buy things called sad lamps, which effectively kick out white light or daylight light. What's good about that is it helps you with vitamin D, which is cool. But also it lifts your mood up a lot. So if you happen to be in a dungeon, a dark room, if you buy yourself, so I'll show you, you'll just see a white light effectively. You won't really see it, but yeah, they're I have these white lights that you can buy, and they keep the room a consistent color temperature, which is obviously great for filming things, but also really importantly, they keep you a little bit healthier and saner, which is really nice. So I don't know if anyone cares about that, but anyway, hello Hermanista. There's the tour. Hope you enjoyed the tour. Please rate my crib out of 10. That would be fun. Hey Roey, how you doing? Well, loving the streams. Thanks Roey, appreciate that a lot. I'd also like to ask all of you, if you've just joined us, I've been asking everyone what their favorite bit about Warhammer is, like, or the hobby in general. And the reason I'm asking about that is because I just think everyone could do with a bit of positivity. Well, I could today, so it'd be nice to hear about it. And also seeing your amazing pictures in Discord is rad. Scriver reckons this is a 1 out of 10 because it needs more Nathan. I agree. So MJ Pegasus says you're in Nottingham City Centre as well, aren't you? I am. How do you handle noise when everyone isn't locked in at home? It's just not actually that loud here. And also this microphone that I'm using now and some of the other microphones that we use are microphones that we try to use at live events, so they're already pretty great at noise compression. I mean, it's so much quieter here than it is inside like a gaming hall. Obviously that's ludicrous at that point. Randy's favorite is sharing a creative outlet and passion with people who I've come to love. Randy, you're a legend and I love you so much. What are those lights called, Rob? Oh fuck, let's go find out. I'm gonna have to go and make this a tab. Give me a sec, I'll go find those lights for you. You guys can't see this one, can you? Good. Well, that's the hope. Otherwise, you'll see all my Amazon shit. I'm just going to double check. You can't see. Someone in the Twitch chat, let me know if you can accidentally see my Amazon stuff, because I prefer if you didn't. Well, what we're looking for is white lights. Oh, hold on. I'll see if I got the right name. Just white light bulbs, I guess. And then daylight bulbs. I bought some energy saving ones as well, and I bought these 2 years ago. They were very expensive, but they I don't know why this is what's turning into energy saving. Sorry guys, but I'm just, if I can help someone out now, then this is the right way to go about it. One of you guys in the chat might be able to find it, to be honest. But if I can't, I'll post it up on Twitter later. And I'll try and find the ones that I ordered, basically. And then that'll be fine, if that helps. But yeah, I'll find them and then that'll be good. Loving the Discord pic, share, putting up the hobby names. My favourite bit is the mindfulness and the different friends you can make in the community, says Roey. That's good. Sage V, the best thing about the Warhammer is all the great friends I've made throughout the years. Agreed. How has anyone said their favourite bit of the hobby was Nathan yet? It's my favourite bit about the hobby. Herminister's got some pictures to share. Good. Probably tweet the Warhammer community team as well, Herminister. Know what I'm saying? just throw it up when you're... I will do, I promise. I'll go find it and then I'll post it up. Let's go look at some of these picks. Right. So... I did this a few days ago, says Time Flower. Man, that is great. Is that the Warcry Warband? Yeah, into that. Rob, weirdly, in that note, I work with tigers being a zookeeper. Jabs! Jabs is a zookeeper? Ho-ho! We're one step closer to our own Tiger King. Jabs, what is the potential of us? Is there a place where we can be surrounded by tigers and not eaten? And can we play Warhammer? Can we set up a table somewhere in the zoo where we won't get eaten by animals and yet play Warhammer and then film it? That's what I'd like to do. You've heard that here first. I don't know. Anyway, this is my latest work in progress from MJ Pegasus. Yeah, man. A bit of a dirthu. All right. I like the little bass in. That's fun. That's really good. Yeah, where'd you get that? What is the basses? Is that some gems? Some gems there. Bradley Baker, Italian Rob. Hello. Italiano. I don't know. Steel Rat has got some amazing bone splitters. Amazing bone splitters. They look great, Steel Rat. They look like they've been professionally photographed as well. Really nice. Dajun, if you think you're having a bad day just because you're not as bad as this. Oh, look at that little grot being sick. He's had too many pints. That's what he's done. Owen Jackson is painting up some crushers. Oh, fuck yes. Yes, me and Owen Jackson, the first game. Owen Jackson's going to bring the blood crushers to the tiger pen. And we're going to battle it out. Tatters, that is a really nice, really nice Valdor tank hunter. That's right, isn't it? Yeah, and then, oh, look at you, Senzor. Look at that. I love that Mort Crusher. It's so nice. Hook and Pin, what up? I hope you're well, wherever you are. Working on Marathi Wing at the moment. You're doing a really good job on that purple. That looks really nice. Great work. That's great. Right, let's see what else you guys are saying in the chat. Desert Sketch Hobby is... that keeps me sane after work. Back in the days, I used to paint a lot of commissions as students, so you can see my bone splitters in Discord. Wow, Desert Sketch, is that yours? They look great, man. Really good. Pretty sure spending money must be my favourite part about World Hobby Hour. I think that's what everyone does. Macabre. And the reason they make PTSD people do hobbies is to completely take their mind off their nightmares thoughts. It works very well. Thanks, Macbree. I didn't, like I said, I have no idea or any training or knowledge. I might watch some videos, but that in no way will make me an expert. So to know some things. Jabs, I'm sure anything is possible in the right country. New business venture. Jabs, is that you? Look at you. Fuck. That's wild. The one thing I did see from, if you haven't watched Tiger King on Netflix, by the way, you should watch it. One of the things that I did take away from Tiger King was that I loved tigers, and when they're like, everyone wants to hold a baby tiger, I was like, I won't be fooled by that. And then I 100% wanted to after that point. Ted Casablanca, thanks for subscribing, by the way, and to everyone else who has. You guys are great. If Bradley Baker, Tally Rob speaking with his hands, yeah, man, all day. Started watching the movie in it. Steel Rat is me. Okay, I get it. Perkysaurus, what help? Perkysaurus, I missed you. How you been? It's a 7-part drug education documentary on why doing meth is not a good idea. I'd like to... Number one, obviously, terms and services. Doing meth is not a good idea. However, if you were to tell me that doing meth would lead me to, for a extended period of time, run a tiger farm, I guess, run by hillbilly rednecks... Yeah, where I can just shoot off guns, have my own tigers, have a TV show where I make random conspiracy theories up, yeah, and then run for president. I mean, I'm not even doing meth and I'm not doing that well. I just would like to point out... Wait, is Smorgan in the chat? Wow, this is fun. Oh, shit. Yeah, there he is, the legend. I think you've become a legend from one show, the Smorgs. Yeah, here he is. Smorgan's in the house. I'm watching it. I can see it. There we go. 10 hours late. I really enjoyed hearing about your cricket history, says Tristan. I enjoyed that too. That definitely meth is bad for society and individuals. No, it is, Smorgan. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying, you know, saying what I'm saying. And I've said it. Desert Sketch says, your podcast inspired me to make a fleshy course list of Bravery Bomb. Got to wait till the end of all this to bounce back from not working, self-employed here, lockdown at the moment. Oh, sorry, Desert Sketch, man. Yeah, I feel you. Feel like loads. Smorgan, the man with 1 million Twitter accounts, Dread Swarmorgan is a new one. I didn't know that. Yeah, I think stockpiling models and being overwhelmed by crushing guilt is my best part of the hobby. Yes. That's also a great part of the hobby. That's the oh God. Also, I'd like to just quickly point out that you're all missing a trick. So Smorgon, obviously the king now of Grand Alliance army lists, he's already created that title for himself, Randy, King of Tomb Kings, along with Tomb King Tristan and obviously Will Rose. But you're all missing a trick here. So none of you, as of yet, have publicly decried you're going to run the Stormcast Eternals on Dracolines, paint them all as tigers, dress as the Tiger King, and only go to events playing with your tiger army consistently, doing nothing else. Why none of you have tried to claim that prize as being the thing that you're going to do next is beyond me, because that clearly is the right way to go in this modern day environment. If when we come back from the quarantine, we're first events, if I don't have someone fully dressed like the Tiger King only running Dracolines, I'll be pissed. I'll be pissed is what I'll be. Yeah. Also, I also want to know, Tristan, who will take up the mantle of the mountain cow? Who will ride a cow and or take a cow to the top of a large mountain and or hill and take a picture of themselves while holding their built model and then decrying themselves the mountain cow king? There's not enough... you dress as the Tiger King and I'll dress as Batman. Let's do it, Spackles. Rob, no one's going to remember that show in 4 months. Tristan, I'm going to remember that show for the rest of my life. It was just incredible. Yes, let's get Nathan as the king. That'll be fun. Frost Saber's okay. Convert the Hunter to be the Tiger King. That's more in theme and makes more sense, obviously. But how can you dress a Icebrow Hunter as a redneck with weirdly at some points a walking stick? I wasn't really ever sure what was going on. You guys need to watch that show and get in on it. We might just do... does anyone want to do the Tiger King podcast with me? Very short, one episode only. But I'm just into it. All right, so a question I need to ask you all. We obviously did a live show yesterday. What did you all make of the reveals yesterday? So we had, obviously, the Cow King, the Mountain Hat. Why are they the Illuminati? Yeah, but my question is, what did you all make of it? Did anyone love it or did anyone hate it? If you just met about it, don't worry about it. What episode shows, episode synopsis, Robert co-host goes, what the fuck it is? It's going to be a great show. Yeah, yeah. Oh, some more pictures. Nice. Tiger King reacts with the Honest Wargaming crew, please. Okay. It's Nathan that watched it. In fact, actually, let me just ask him. This is, by the way, if you guys haven't started doing this, this is the way that you should communicate with your friends. So I just do it this way. Nathan, I just go on WhatsApp because I don't have time to type anymore because I've got to talk to a lot of people. So I just go, oh, Nathan, my friend, have you watched The Tiger King on Netflix? Because it's really good and you should watch it, my friend. And then you just wait for the reply. And they're always great. You should do this all the time. Like, for instance, I could just do right this now with some of the people in the chat. Let's just go to Randy, who's currently in the chat. Hello, Randy. How you doing? What's going down? Let's do that. And then I think there's Sam Morgan's in the chat as well. A bit of Sam. Where are you? In there. Smorgs. We might have saved you as a Smorgsy. But I'll do that in a sec. High elves are good news for me. My only real fantasy army I own is high elves. So, yeah. Go on, Macrab. Okay, so he's in. Elves with necks like Tyson. Helmets that weigh more than the small cart. Massive necks. Massive lats. the cow thing is quite persistent since Sinesh. I'm personally not a fan of hammer-wielding elves. And to be honest, they don't give me any feel of heesh at all. Yeah, they're not very slender, are they? Like, and you would think heesh, light, slender. I really like the Atlantis miniatures you found, and I'm so going to make an owl into a phoenix. Nice. As for Games Workshop products, meh. Okay. When are you packing for CanCon? Soon. Oh, Randy Savage. Just let's see what he's got to say.
Nothing. I'm just sitting here watching you talk shit to a whole bunch of random people on the internet.
If anyone wants to send me voice notes, by the way, please do. I should get one of them... I might get one of them, like, phone numbers where people can just send us in their voice notes. That'd be fun. Probably that's too easy. it's my old number and some crazy old woman has been out case smoking, I won't do it. All right, so generally you weren't... I liked the cow things. Initially, first look at the cow things, I was like, oh, they've got such skinny legs. Nathan described them as... Nathan just messaged me and went, oh, they're cook. Oh, we've got John Scrivens. What's John Scrivens got to say?
Get on with it. Jesus Christ, Rob.
Oh, wow. So a bit of blasphemy is what he decided to go for as a message. Fucking rude. Outrageous, John. But Nathan described him as cook. I liked him. After a while, I didn't like the hammer guys. The hammer guys sucked. The elves, but the rest of the elves look great. But I'm not doing the rest. Pete Pratt. Oh, yes, Pete Pratt. I just like Pete, by the way. He's over in Northern Ireland, and everyone should send Pete their love. And he's just really cool. He's working on... Pete, what's going on? If you're still in the chat. Everyone in Northern Ireland, I've just slowly started seeing everyone start paying 40k. Or paint 40k. Is it that you at one point bought 40k... And you're like, well, fuck it, I might as well paint it now. I've got all the time in the world. So we've had a question in the chat, which I think is... starting on Araman today. So Legend of Crestia has asked, are you going to be able to keep this daily streak up for 6 months, Rob? I think I can. But one of the things I was going to ask you guys, because I went into this a bit like... into a China shop, and I was super lucky. I've had some great dudes like already sign up to do the shows, and I think I might do every Sunday on my own. It's quite nice catching up with you guys a little bit, like, and just like having a bit more one-to-one, because when I have a guest on, especially when they're so awesome like the guys that we've had on, I kind of just shut the fuck up and listen to the guest, right? Or just ask questions, because the guest is the important bit. And now what's nice maybe every Sunday is I just get to hang out with you guys and just shoot the shit and chat, and we could just kind of decompress from the week, and you could just tell me what you like. So that's really fun. But I wanted to ask what other things you'd like people to come on the show and talk about, and or who would you like me to ask for interviews, like which would be fun. Like, I've got people lined up in my head, like Pete, I would like to get to do an interview. There's a whole bunch of people. Trog is in the chat. Tristan, a whole bunch of people I want to ask. Probably just all of you at some point, because I just think that that would be a fun way of doing it. But then who are people you'd like me to approach? Okay, Duncan. I'll ask Duncan. I'm not sure. I mean, we could literally, like, hammer him. Depends which way we want to go about that. Do we want to be respectful? We would like to just ask someone and let them say no, which I think is the correct way to go about it. Or... as a troll army, do we want to just tweet at him until he comes on the show? I personally don't think B is a good option. I don't think that's very positive. I think A is the right way to go about it, so that's probably what we're going to do. But there's an option there, you know, a bit of crowdsourcing. So ask Duncan Rhodes. I'll ask Duncan Rhodes. That's one. Would Darren be up for a live show? I could listen to him talk about this for hours. Yes, I think Darren could well do a live show. I sent him his microphone and stuff and set it up, so... Duncan and Darren, only the D's at the minute. Oh, I need a pen. Scrivs, if you're there, could you just take these down? That'd be good. Owen Jackson, Elven Allegiance, Enlightenment and Combat Prowess, Yak, Golem and Stupid Hats. Fuck off. Hold on, like, there is some evidence, though. I'd like to just put my defensive hat on, right? I don't like elves, and I don't overly love the range, but... if you go for, like, Eastern mysticism and wisdom, they're all about those mountain yaks and cows and Tibet. Maybe they're going, like, Tibetan. Maybe that's where they've gone. Like, let's go find out. Tibetan animal... Tibetan national animal? Let's go for that. I don't know what to put in here. The antelope, apparently, is the Tibetan antelope. See, look at this guy. You're not expecting him to be that prodigious. Look at this yak. I reckon they've got like a Tibetan theme. But that doesn't mean that that's a good decision, let's be honest. This is what we need. Duncan with Roger. I'd love to hear about Roger's process. Okay. Duncan and Roger, don't use your powers for evil. I won't, Tanker. I won't use my powers for evil. Dan Brewer, okay, so that's another D. Darren from Cadaver. Let's just do the D's, fuckers. Let's do it. Dan Brewer times Randy times Tristan Show talking about Tomb Kings. I'm in Shadowhammer. That's it. Yeah, you have to listen to the Who whilst playing them. Not Tibetan, no. Indian Hindus use cows as spirituals, man. All right, thank you very much, Smurga the Persian. I apologize, I got that wrong. So many people seem to like the new Lumineth dudes. I'm a bit surprised personally. I prefer the old world elves, but hey, I'm old, so I'm biased. I wonder what are the themes they consider for a new elf release besides the cows and four element Eastern theme. Okay. I think my Twitch... oh, no, it's dropped. How about... Magro, Vince Ventrella, and Warhammer Weekly, Tom, Joe Pagano, etc. Yeah, I could ask all the big names. They were in my list to ask. But yeah, so I could do that. I apologise about the stream potentially breaking. We need more Jonathan. Is he in the wild, Northern Waste, training to be a wizard? Okay, definitely Jonathan as well. Some certainty. It certainly reminds me of samurai-style bull helmets. So ask Jonathan, Dan Brewer, Darren, Duncan... okay, those are all goods. And then big name guys talking big name chats. Yeah, apologize about the stream. I'm trying to just work out what it is. I just think it just craps out at a certain point. Oh well. But I'm here anyway. Okay. All right, so those are your suggestions. That's what you guys want to hear from. Okay. I kind of want to interview just people who don't get loads of airtime all the time, which would be fun. I've already asked Val and Peter, actually, Scrivo, so big love there. No, I'm not on Wireless Thunderflux. You should ask that Can You Roll a Crit guy to be on, says De Templar. No, because no one gives a shit about Shadespire. De Templar. Ash McEwen, yeah. Winters from Winters SEO. I'm a huge fan of Winters. That'd be really fun. Again, Andy Talbot, AJ Sigbrot, on talking about winning TB2 and Stormcast. And Terry Pike coming second with his almost old Nurgle. Okay, some fun stuff. Sure. Okay, those are, I'm going to write those down. Braver One Show seconded. White Dwarf Editor Lyle. Why? That's a great one, but... maybe the guys from Rerolling Once. Yes, I could definitely ask Doug. It'd be really interesting to talk to Doug as well, 2 Plus Tough, and the rest of the Rerolling One crews. I'd love to see a bit of a feature where you take a newcomer into a game system as someone who is big into 40k and trying OS. We're going to see that development of a newcomer to competitive gamer. Okay. Okay, that'd be interesting. Can't wait to see the Beardless Dwarf Army riding ostriches because they seem that kind of nonsense. We should expect that. Maybe we will have a bit of nonsense. Maybe we will have a bit of nonsense at the moment. But you could just ignore the Hammer Goats. But I'm into the Hammer Goats. Man Who Reads Book. I could interview Man Who Reads Book. But, like, am I being a dickhead if I interview him? Because, I mean, like, he makes other great stuff. He does battle reports. They're really great. Like, he does really quality content creation. Really good. Like, it's not stuff that I would want to go and consume, but a whole bunch of community do, and it's really, really good. A bit of a joke inside the I don't know, competitive community, or maybe just the community for a bit because he reads the stuff out. But I just think, like, he does loads of other really solid work. So I don't want to be a dick. I don't interview people like, yeah. But similarly, I mean, what do I ask him? I don't know. Maybe. A full group says Dan Heelan. I used to really like Heelan Hammer before it went corporate and then vanished. yes, I could ask Dan. I absolutely could ask Dan. It would be interesting to talk to him and see if he says. I mean, some people might say no, but I could ask him, and I will ask him. How's that sound? Little Chris plus Big Chris together would be a good chat. Gabriel T. Hanna, what up? All right, mate. How you doing? Little Chris, but Big Chris is a great shout. So if you guys don't know, Big Chris is Little Chris's dad, and they go to Warhammer tournaments together, so having both on the show would be good. All right, yeah, no, I'll ask him. All right, that's fun. If you've just joined us, by the way, we're talking about it's very nice that you've all joined us. So thank you. We are talking about people we're going to have on the show during the Stream Streaks this week, days 13. Me and Nathan are doing a show tomorrow where we are going to go through, so tomorrow evening show is going to be a show where me and Nathan are going to go through all of the sub-factions in Age of Sigmar. So we're going to talk about the faction, let's say Daughters of Cain, and then obviously you know about Haggnar, but you know competitively that Haggnar's good, but do you know what the story is and generally why? So we're going to go through that and go through all of the sub-factions of all the different armies and just kind of give you the narrative bit of it and then the kind of competitive bit of it and what they do. So like a shorthand bullet point version. So that's a fun show we got tomorrow night. Weird, Rob somehow overlooked my suggestion. I didn't. I was just talking. So I'll ask. Good night. Fucking love you, Gabe. I love you so much. Tabletop Tactics, guys. I could ask them. Big Wood and his daughter. Yes. Fuck yeah, Big Wood and his daughter. That'd be great if that's all right. I did meet his daughter at CanCon. Smog. Oh, God. Who got asked to be on the show? Wildman talking about painting would be good. I do enjoy his part appearances, though. As a mate of his, I don't know if that vote counts as a Sir Minister. I think Wildman transfers really well. He's got massive charisma. He's really funny. He obviously has got that like kind of hilarious face where you don't know if he's a child or like an old man. He kind of looks like, I don't know if any of you have seen Labyrinth. There's a bit where she lands in the junkyard, and then there's like the troll witch who comes out and is like, "Rawr!" That's what Wildman looks like. Please, if anyone could Photoshop his face next to a picture of that, you'll see what I mean if you guys haven't watched it before. And if you haven't watched Labyrinth, you should. It's got David Bowie in. It's fantastic. Jim Henson Workshop, and it's just so, so good. Colin with Donal. Fuck yes. Yeah, I'm into that. I'm into that a lot. Maybe we should have like a dad special. Like people, dads who take their kids to tournaments and then advice, because you've obviously got... you've got Colin, he takes his son to tournaments. Obviously you've got Big Chris, he takes his son to tournaments as well. And then you've got the fella, I forgot his name, who takes his daughter to tournaments. So that could be a really fun kind of show. Who owns Games Workshop nowadays? Invite them. Yes, Nick Thompson from WS10. Yeah, we could ask him. Absolutely. Oh, thanks. This is some great suggestions, guys. I really appreciate this. Who owns Games Workshop now? I don't know. We could ask some G-Dubs employees, but I mean, they could. What's the worst that can happen? They can say no, and that's fine. Thanks, Griff. Good. All right, solid. Thanks for your help, dudes. I appreciate you all. It's fun. So we talked about things that we liked about Warhammer, which was a lot, which is really cool. And we have asked questions about what you guys would like to see in the week, which is rad. Roey, women of the hobby and their thoughts, etc. Like, so I'm going to make this a real quick point, and it's not meant to be critical at all. I think if you're going to talk about women in the hobby, it should be fronted by a woman, and a woman should lead the conversation, and then a man doesn't need to be in the room in that conversation. Like, does that make sense? That's all I got to say on that. I think that's I don't want to tread on any more toes, but I think that's the right way to play that. And then just let people be people. Apart from that, doesn't matter if you're man, woman, chicken, whatever you want to be. Like, you just interview people based on like who they are, not what they are. Anyway, get Martin Mulando to come and talk about the cow elves. I could, absolutely. The Templar Alan Merritt seems like a sensible chap. No, stop trolling me. I need to paint my Glaguard, but I need to fix my bases before painting. And to fix to my bases, I need to go outside. Not sure if today's the day. It's not the day. Find something else to do. Stay inside. Look after yourself. How will they know what to say without a man to tell them what is right? I'm going to get Gemma on the show. I get Gemma and Mick, because they're great. And ask Dennis also if he's on the show. I fucking love Dennis so much. That'd be great. I'd get loads of those guys on. That'd be fun. And it'll be fun to, if you guys know any like little podcasts or little shows that you think, I don't think I'm the biggest show in the world or the most widespread, but I've got like, it at least goes out to quite a few people, which is really great. And so if we could just help build anyone up, let me know. Like, you can always like tweet me, or you could drop me a message on Twitter, or you could message on Swan Game on Facebook or anything like that. If you do any of that, we should, and we could interview those people, like if they're fun, or you think they've just got a really good bent on the hobby, or you think it's really positive. Like, it doesn't have to be positive. If you think they're critical in a solid and clever way as well, then fuck yeah, let's do that. Then we'll grab them on the show. Then let me know. See you later, Shadowhammer. I have a little podcast. Tristan, let's go. Next week, let's go. You and me. For another D, you could get Pterodan. You could. Pterodan's lovely. The template, I do a podcast now. It's about Shadespire, though, man. Like, listen. The Ever Chosen podcast boys. You mean the guys from Ever Chosen that was in the one from Texas? At some point, you need to hold a kangaroo court to bring Tom Layton and others to account for hobby crimes. I agree. Midwinter Minis has recently started doing small-scale introduction for 40K battles, and they'd be great to... Yes, they're really solid. Thunderflux. Really good. Really like those, actually. Tomlin for a TO interview. Yes. Chris Tomlin's obviously fantastic. I actually asked him ages ago, and he didn't get back to me, so I will do this. Good evening, Jimmy. What up? Jacob Berry. Oh, of course. Yeah, fuck yeah. I was just going to ask Jacob Berry. But then that's just... Jacob is just an obvious one because he's just so fun to be on and just be alive. The Jacob Burry, CEO of the Rage of Honest Sigmar podcast conglomerate. Okay, I've done zero fucking painting, by the way, you idiots. Like, look, I've done nothing this whole time talking to you guys. I don't know how those other guys do hobby and... podcast or like do live shows. Doesn't make any sense. Like, how do you keep up with the chat? Like, you can't chat to everyone if you're just fucking concentrating. But maybe they don't chat as much, I don't know. How about the guys from Bad Moon Cafe and their journey so far? That's a great one, Diadrin. Hugh and Boris, yeah, let's definitely do that. I'll try and line up one with them. Those guys are great dudes. That's a really great shout. Thanks very much, Diadrin. Boris, you should get a sexy voice guy from a few days back and have him read out rule books. He had out Fantastic Mills. He was so good. Hello, Rob. I can't do Scottish, so I won't try. Hello, Rob. No. I can't think of anything Scottish that's like slow that isn't like, fuck you bastard. I can't. Can we revisit the Bud... Boris Johnson. He is at home at the minute. He's not doing anything useful. How do you stream and paint? Yeah, how do you stream and paint? Yes, someone... spot on which you went to expletives. Thanks. I appreciate that loads. Maybe ask the guy from the Unsworn Gamer. He seems all right. I bet you'd have a great conversation with yourself. I'm actually talking to you guys. So, and there's... Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Return of Moomin Rider. My friend Jim would. Can I just take a picture of that quickly? Tabletop Titans. Yeah, okay. I'll interview. How about I interview a bunch of content creators about like what the purpose of what they're doing is? Right. I think that would be really fun. And would be interesting to chat to them about like their process and why. Because obviously their channel will have that already. But it'd be nice to maybe see you later, Gabe. Might be really nice to just find out some of those things and those processes, right? I think that would be cool. All right, I'm off. Well, I'm not off, but I want to. I've got 5 minutes or 5 to 10 minutes for final questions with you dudes, and then I'm going to head out for the day and start messaging all these people and editing all these things and uploading them and doing my show notes for the big show tomorrow night. So Monday night, join us for the big show. What a great wrestler he was as well. So unfit. Must be. The stream was on time. Jimmy, I promise. Neil from Art Attack, the original Duncan. Can you even get Neil from Art Attack? I don't know. But yeah, you got any final questions? Anything you want to say to the world? Some final thoughts for you guys before we head out for the day and do whatever awesome things we're all going to do? Because I'd like to hear what you've got to say. If you wanna, but you don't have to. You could just say go home, Rob. Any UK site still shipping Games Workshop products? Yeah, I think I saw the Bad Moon guys were in London. The Just Play guys are in Liverpool. I think Goblin Games was doing some. Oh, Owen Jackson. Thanks for donating 500 bits to the show. Did you start a Stream Streak thing as well on Twitch? Stream Streak! Oh, Owen, man. Thanks, bud. Thanks, man. Bad Moon Cafe is Bad Moon Cafe as well. Element Games are, thank you. I'll ask Duncan. I'll ask him. Thanks, Owen. You're great. Goblin Games have stopped now. Okay. Do you have a Celestine Prime unbuilt I can buy from you, Rob? I'm afraid I do not. I have no Celestine Prime. Mine is half Tree Man, half Celestine Prime. I hope that answers your question. Firestorm Games in Wales are also maybe still shipping as well. Obviously, always be sensible, like with going outside and stuff. I'm not trying to teach you anything. I just want you to be safe and well. That's all. How are you now that Games Workshop announced we can buy another Primaris Lieutenant? Let's talk about yesterday a minute. In fact, we haven't done that yet. I'm gonna throw some quick ideas out. Number one, they should have made it subscribers only on the Twitch chat so everyone couldn't jump in and flame their chat. Obviously, terrible PR decision that they didn't decide to do that. Number two, they should have had a whole bunch of people moderating their Twitch chat. Obviously, didn't do that. Number two, this is the Games Workshop live stream reveal yesterday. Number two, it was great them doing the live stream reveal. I felt like all of us around the world were connected at the same time. I think that was great. They got to 42,000 people on the live stream. That was fucking great too. Really, like, great for the hobby, great for a game that I love, great for the company, just great, yeah? Just bullshit. Hi, Chris, by the way. So there's that. Number two, it was so slow. Just do the announcements, bring it down, 10, 15 minutes, just whip it out. Like, they've got time. Like, get some people to film their thoughts and feelings, edit it. They've got, all of this stuff can be done online. They could do those recordings at home. You didn't need Wade. You didn't need anyone. You could have just asked, you could have had him introduce it, ask some questions. You could have pre-recorded it and uploaded it, done a little bit of a start and finish ending with Eddie and Wade, which I thought was good. That was it. Number two, be better, just be better at, Daylight Savings may have hit us today, actually, Jimmy, so I don't know. Did it happen last night? I only know when I'm DJing. Does anyone know if Daylight Savings happened last night? Holy fuck. Number two, be better at building up hype for your business. Don't say it's going to be the biggest announcement of all time when it's not going to be the biggest announcement of all time, because you're gonna, like, everyone's like, oh, there would be, everyone was being so negative, and it's like, well, don't, if I was to say, tell you you're about to hear the very best joke of your life and you're like, okay, I'm excited about this, and I was like, okay, my friend made a bicycle the other day out of spaghetti, and I told my other friend about it and she didn't believe me, but then my friend rode a bike past her and you should have seen her face as she rode past her. Spaghetti pasta, right? See, you're now disappointed. That's the feeling that you get when you say you're going to have a great joke and you don't get a great joke. So, yeah, boo. Log off. What instructions did Noah give to one of his sons when they were fishing on the ark? I do not know. Okay, tomorrow I'll have a list run down the website for Venetium tomorrow. Go on, Andrew. I really want to see that. Do that and I'll share it out. Go easy on the bait, boys. I only have two worms. For fuck's sake. Anyway, my point is they should manage their expectations better, right? You should manage your expectations when you're doing something like that. Make it a little bit better. What do you call a las gun with a laser sight? Twin-linked. Perkisaurus. The problem with telling jokes on quarantine is they're all inside jokes. Right. That's enough. So I think I think I'm hoping they learn some lessons from this week to next week for the, because they're doing a reveal next week as well. So we're gonna do the same thing. So join us live as we live react to whatever the hell they're doing at their end, and we'll see what's going on, because it was really funny. You got a follow out of that joke. Someone in the world's like, I'll listen to this dickhead. That sounds fun. What's black and white and eats like a horse? Oh, no. Don't use dubstep for trailer music. Also, good point. Why did the Tyranid break up with his girlfriend? Because she had too much biomass. Wow. I mean, that's really bad in loads of ways. What's black and white and eats like a horse? A zebra. Okay, I'm going. Because this is descending into just rubbish at this stage. Yeah, my fault and your fault. So anyway, let's hope they learn some lessons. Thank you for watching live on Stream Street Day 13. Join me tomorrow midday for Stream Street Day 14 with a special guest to be announced. Could be anyone. And don't forget to join us Monday night. Me and Nathan, at least. We might have a guest caller, but I'm not sure. Nathan will be the guest caller, actually. Where we will be discussing all the Age of Sigmar factions, their sub-factions, and what they are. So it's like an introduction or a refresher. So does anyone really know what the Bonesgrins tribe does? Question mark. Yeah, do you know who they are, what they do? So just find out. Thank you to everyone, especially thank you to the people who made just straight donations today. It was really lovely of you, and so it's appreciated tons. Yeah, just great. And thank you to everyone who subscribes, donated some bits, or just hung out and dropped us messages. And I see most of you every day now, which is just really, really good. So I appreciate that loads. And don't forget to join me tomorrow midday as well. The English time has changed, so it will be an hour earlier if you're somewhere else in the world, so GMT. I'll put a post up online. Thank you to all the Sport Gamer Patreon people for helping support the show. And that's it. You guys have been great. Stay hydrated. This is good. We'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, if you want to, there's the Discord. I'll put the final... the link in the chat. Like, there's a great group of guys in there. Scriver does a lot of the monitoring there and modding and stuff, and some of the other guys do as well. And if you feel like you've got time to do some of the modding in there or want to help out, then you should. Let us know, and we could do that. And then just, it's a great space for people to talk and hang out and share pictures when we're not online. And there's just all sorts of people in there having a chat. So feel free to jump in there and talk. See you tomorrow. You guys are great. Hope you have a great day, and goodbye.